Good morning. J.D. Walt here. If you're listening between November the 20th and December the 1st, we are pleased to be bringing you an Acts of the Apostles Season 1 recap series. You'll hear both some of the favorite entries from across the series we've just proceeded through, as well as other points of interest and key markers from the text. So each day you'll hear a recording that's been pre-recorded, and you'll hear the old date in it. Don't let that distract you. You're listening on the right day. This is just about reviewing our memory and restoking our imagination. So without further ado, here is today's entry. Good morning. It is Monday, August the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2023. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Well, we're starting our brand new series on the Acts of the Apostles today. We've looked forward to this. Many of you have your journals in place, and you've already begun to engage with those. I want to particularly point your attention to our prayer of preparation to open the Word. Why don't we pray that today as we enter in? Our Father, this is on the inside cover of the Wake Up Call Journal on Acts. Our Father, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Your word is sweeter than honey and more precious than gold. Your word goes out from your mouth and does not return to you empty, but accomplishes all the purposes for which you send it. Your word is the sword of the Spirit, sharper than a double-edged knife. It penetrates to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. For we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Indeed, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Thank you for sending us your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God made flesh, the way and the truth and the life, our Rabbi and ruler. Thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit, who inspired the Scriptures, who inspires us in their hearing, and who indwells us with the power to obey them. Teach us the Word of God by the Spirit of God, that it might become fulfilled in our lives together as your church, for our good, others' gain, and your glory. Speak now, Lord, for your servants, who are your sons and daughters, are listening. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we won't do that here every day, but I do encourage you every morning as we enter into the reading of the Word of God to engage that prayer. It's pure Scripture itself, pretty much. But let's now go into our prayer of consecration, which we will not leave behind. We must stay with this prayer. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled, Why Not Be Completely Changed into Fire? And our text is Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Hear now the word of the Lord. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen, after his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. That's the word of the Lord. Now consider this. Let's begin this journey with a celebrated story from the tradition of the Desert Fathers. One day, Abbot Lot went to see his teacher, Abbot Joseph. And Abbot Lot said, Abbot Joseph, the best that I am able, I keep my little fast, my little rule, my little devotions. To the best that I am able, I keep my meditation and my prayer. I try to cleanse my heart of earthly desires. But, Abbot Joseph, it is not enough. I still haven't found what I seek. Now, Abbot Joseph listened closely to his student. And when Abbot Lot was done speaking, Abbot Joseph got up out of his chair and he reached his arms and his hands up into the air until he stretched out each of his 10 fingers. And out of the tips of each of his fingers shot pure flame, 10 burning candles there in the middle of the desert. And Abbot Joseph said to Abbot Lot, why not be completely changed into fire? Theophilus. The name means God lover. We begin this journey into the greatest story ever told as Theophilus. To the best that we are able, we're keeping our little fast, our little rule, our little devotions, reading our little meditations and saying our little prayers. We are trying to cleanse our hearts of earthly desires. Yet we struggle. Abbot Lot is Theophilus. Only one thing remains. And no, it is not sell everything you have and give it to the poor. Here is the invitation of Acts. Why not be completely changed into fire? No, it's not about becoming a religious fanatic. It's about being fixed on Jesus and filled by his Spirit. This is the story of Acts. And what an interestingly misleading name for the story, the Acts of the Apostles. It gives the impression the apostles did something. Well, they didn't. And yet they did. They did the only necessary thing. They became fixed on Jesus and filled by his Spirit. And thereby, they became completely changed into fire. In doing so, they show us a journey, blazing the trail from Theophilus to Theophany, from Abbot Lot to Abbot Joseph. Now, there's a word, theophany. It means a visible manifestation of God to humankind. That is exactly what happened. The apostles, through consecration and transformation, became a demonstrative manifestation of the presence of God to the world. This, dear friends in Jesus, is the ancient cartography of Acts, the map from Theophilus to Theophany, from Abbot Lot to Abbot Joseph, from our little candlelit devotions to blazing beacons of the illuminating fire of divine love. The prayer of transformation. Abba Father, let consecration now become transformation. You know I love you, and yet you know also my love is measured. I hold on to myself because I am broken, which is why I remain broken. I want to be transformed, yet I know this will not come by my effort. But my effort is all I really know. I hear Jesus saying to me, receive the Holy Spirit. I want to receive Jesus, yet all I really know is how to achieve. Come, Holy Spirit, and break my brokenness, that I might be filled with your fullness, and so live the life of your wholeness, becoming holiness. Praying in Jesus' name. Amen. And the question, are you ready for the journey from Theophilus to Theophany? From a cozy life of casual and compartmentalized devotion to the consuming life of the love of Jesus filling up the whole. In the hymn for today, let's open this week, maybe even each day, with a Holy Spirit hymn of transformation. You'll know it, Spirit of the Living God. It's hymn number 299 in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Let's sing it again. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Amen. So if you're new to the Wake Up Call, welcome. And as I am wont to say, I'm not a singer. I'm a worshiper. And I'm just going to bring what I've got, and you're going to bring what you've got, and we're going to offer that to God as an act of worship in the mornings. And we're going to end with singing every day. Feels a little bit out of the box for me, but as David once said, I'll become even more undignified than this. We are underway now in this journey through the Acts of the Apostles. We'll be taking a chapter a week. We're going to go for 14 weeks, season one, we're calling it. And buckle in. I'm excited to be here with you. And it will be a great time this week to invite others to join us. If you'd like to get a journal, we've just put in an order for some additional copies. We ran through the ones we had. But you can order that. See the link. I don't know if it's in today's email. Gosh, if it's not, I'm sorry. I'll put it in tomorrow's. Let's call that a day today. It's a good way to start. I'll see you again here tomorrow. But in the meantime, get your seeds. Get ready for the field. I'll be seeing you out there. I'll be the guy waving. I'll be the guy in the middle of the seed storm, okay? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.